Hello, family and friends, and welcome to the Emmanuel Pearlgate Daily Devotional for today. We pray that your spirit will be fed, so you will be able to go through the day with Jesus on your mind and the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Feel free to visit us at www.epbcsf.com to learn more about us and to virtually worship with us through our virtual video library. Enjoy today's devotional.
Week 31, Tuesday. Today's topic, stand free. There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. The effects of salvation for the believer are many, and one of the most powerful is found here in Romans chapter 8, verse 1. No condemnation. To be condemned is to receive a verdict of guilt and then a penalty. The Bible renders a verdict of guilt for all humanity. Scripture says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Furthermore, death stands as a justifiable penalty, Romans 6, 23. We all stand condemned before a holy and righteous God. Paul explained, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 7, verse 24 and 25. The beauty of the gospel is not only the forgiveness of our sins, but the pardon of our guilty verdict and its penalty. In Christ, we stand free. Unfortunately, many believers still carry the condemnation of others and sometimes themselves. Today, let the verdict of heaven's court stand in your heart. Find rest in knowing that no sin, past, present, or future, can or will be held against you. When the light of Christ shines in your heart, the darkness is dispelled forever, and you are set free from sin, guilt, and shame. Father, thank you for your forgiveness and mercy. Father, please let me walk in the light of your love and grace today. It is in the mighty and matchless name of my loving Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with us on today. We pray that you enjoy today's devotional and that it will be a blessing on your life. These devotionals are broadcast Monday through Saturday, so remember to tune in for our next devotional. For information, you can contact us at www.epbcsf.com. May God bless you and continue to keep you. Until next time, be blessed.